Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, feel the air coming in through your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you're picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you're holding a banana with your toes. And let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float slowly down. Lift your other leg just a little. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float slowly back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands tight into a ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Relax and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flowing into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. And let your face and neck soften. And breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and hold. And relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed? Heavy and warm? Good. Now you're ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Vacation. Sunshine slipped through the drapes and warmed Max's face. He opened his eyes, smiled, and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the scent of the fresh sea air. Then Max hopped out of bed and woke his sister, saying, "Let's go. The sooner we have breakfast, the sooner we can play on the beach." Mia yawned and hopped out of bed. She was eager to play on the beach, too. After they finished breakfast, Max picked up a blue sand bucket and suggested, "Let's build a sandcastle." Mia responded with, "Okay." And together, Max and Mia began to build. At first, Mia was excited to be part of the project. Then she noticed that Max seemed to be more and more involved. He was so busy with every last detail of the castle that he didn't seem to notice his little sister. Mia listened to the waves as they rolled in and out. The crash of the water as it poured onto the sand called to her. Mia decided to go play in the water. She noticed Max wasn't using the sand bucket and grinned mischievously. Mia picked up the sand bucket and ran into the waves. Max focused on every little detail of his sturdy castle. He smoothed the walls and began to dig a moat. Proudly, Max stood back and decided that the castle looked great. As he admired the castle, he noticed his little sister was gone. Max looked around, heard some giggling, and turned to see her splashing in the waves. That looked like fun. Max decided to head down to the water. Max walked along the shore and enjoyed the feeling of the waves rolling up over his feet and softly pulling the sand back with them. His feet sank into the velvety sand. He always liked to ease into the water. Sometimes it seemed a little cold for him. Max walked a little deeper into the water. He could still feel the pull of the waves. Just as Max was getting comfortable in this level of water, splash! Water poured over his shoulders and dripped down his back. Max tensed, feeling a bit surprised and cold. Then he heard a familiar giggle and turned around. Mia, he said, feeling angry and upset. Mia could see that her brother was feeling upset and said, "Oh, I didn't think it would bother you that much. I was just feeling bored because you were so busy with the sandcastle. You had forgotten about me. So I thought it would be fun to play in the water. I guess I was too excited that you were coming to play. Here," she said, and handed him the bucket. Max realized he had been ignoring his little sister. He took the blue bucket and smiled at her as he dipped the bucket into the rolling waves. Mia guessed what was happening and giggled as she tried to run away. Splash! Water poured over her shoulders and down her back. She laughed, and Max said, "Well, now we're even." They swam and splashed in the water until it was time for lunch. As they finished eating, Max yawned, ready for a nap. He laid his towel out on the warm sand. Mia yawned, and set her towel right next to her big brother. The sun shined on their towels, creating a nice cozy spot for a nap. Max settled into his soft, fluffy towel. He yawned again and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Max was grateful to be on vacation at the beach. He was also thankful he had created a majestic castle. And most of the time, Max was happy to have a little sister to share adventures with. Just not when she was surprising him with cold water. Max closed his eyes, hugged himself tight, and then relaxed into the warmth of the sun. Max took a deep breath in and out. He took another breath in and out. Then one more deep breath in and out. His mind quieted, and Max fell asleep to the soothing sound of the waves rolling in and out. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.